Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Bible Recap by Tara Lee Cobble, a book that transforms the daunting task of reading the most revered book in the world into an accessible and enjoyable journey. Published in 2020, The Bible Recap offers a chronological exploration of the Bible, presenting it in short, digestible segments designed for daily consumption over the course of a year. Tara Lee's approach is simple yet profound, providing clear explanations and insights into a few passages at a time, making the scripture's wisdom and teachings more approachable to modern readers. Tara Lee Cobble has committed herself to enhancing Bible literacy globally, with her daily podcast, also named The Bible Recap, boasting over 25 million downloads. She has touched the lives of countless individuals, guiding them through the complexities of the Bible with ease and clarity. Additionally, as the founder of Discipleship Group, Tara Lee has fostered a global community dedicated to studying and understanding the scriptures in a supportive and interactive environment. The Bible Recap is an invaluable resource for a wide audience, whether you are someone who has attempted to read the Bible but felt lost in its complexity, a devout believer seeking a deeper connection with God's Word, or simply curious about the contents of this ancient and influential book. Tara Lee Cobble provides the guidance needed to explore its pages with confidence and curiosity. Join us as we unpack the highlights of The Bible Recap, a book that promises to demystify the sacred texts and bring their enduring wisdom to life for a new generation of readers. The Bible Recap, a one-year guide to reading and understanding the entire Bible. Introduction. Discover the Bible anew, a journey towards understanding and divine love. For countless individuals, the Bible stands as a monumental work, embodying both beauty and essential truths within its 66 books. Yet, embarking on the journey to read through these sacred texts often turns daunting. Many seek to know God more deeply, to understand His essence, but find themselves ensnared by confusion and exhaustion instead of drawing closer to divine revelations. The narrative's rich diversity and stylistic differences, instead of being a bridge, become a barrier, muddling the path to faith. If this resonates with you, rest assured, you're not walking this path alone. The struggle with Bible reading often stems from common missteps. There's a pervasive tendency to look for one's own reflection within the scriptural pages, to treat it as a checklist for garnering divine favor. This viewpoint not only narrows the reader's focus to a handful of familiar passages, but also fosters skewed perceptions about God, based on an incomplete engagement with the Bible. Enter The Bible Recap, your compass in navigating the vast sea of biblical texts. Envisioned as a day-by-day guide, it offers a chronological exploration of the Bible, promising clarity and a newfound appreciation for the sacred texts. It proposes a modest commitment, merely 1% of your daily time, to delve into select passages, thereby unlocking the entirety of the Bible's riches over the course of a year. Although we can't encapsulate a full year's expedition into a brief overview, consider this a primer to some of the Bible's pivotal moments and teachings. We advocate for its use alongside the actual scriptures, as it aims to demystify the sacred texts and illuminate the path to understanding God's limitless compassion and love. This is not just about reading. It's about transformation, understanding, and ultimately drawing closer to God in a way that enriches and deepens your faith journey. Part 1. Unveiling the Dawn of Time, Love and Mercy in Genesis. Embarking on the biblical narrative, where better to begin than with the opening act, the book of Genesis and its account of creation. Genesis, with its tale of the universe's birth in 6 days, offers not so much an empirical explanation, but a profound revelation of God's nature and boundless mercy. The interpretation of these 6 days varies immensely among believers. Some adhere to the belief in literal 24-hour days, while others argue for a metaphorical understanding, each day spanning thousands, perhaps millions of years. Yet this debate misses the heart of the matter, the undeniable truth that the universe's inception was no random occurrence, but a divinely orchestrated act of creation. God's omniscience shines brightly in the story of Adam and Eve. Their transgression in the Garden of Eden, rather than taking God by surprise, was anticipated within his grand design. His forewarning in Genesis 2:17 hints not at an if, but a when. In the day that you eat from the tree of knowledge, signaling an inevitable fall from grace. And yet, in the wake of their disobedience, God's response was not retribution, but mercy and compassion. He chose life for Adam and Eve over death, an act emblematic of his enduring love for humanity. This theme of divine mercy persists through the narrative of the Great Flood, as God, in a bid to preserve the integrity of human lineage, establishes a covenant with Noah. Entrusted with the future of mankind, Noah and his family emerge as the progenitors of a new, albeit imperfect, world, paving the way for the eventual arrival of the Messiah. The initial chapters of Genesis thus unfold as a testament to God's unwavering pursuit of his creation. Even as Adam and Eve concealed themselves in shame, God seeks them out not to punish but to provide, to clothe them in their nakedness and address their newfound vulnerability. This pattern of divine pursuit underscores a fundamental truth. In the face of human frailty and failure, God's love remains steadfast. The opening pages of Genesis, therefore, lay the foundation for understanding God's character, a God who, from the very inception of time, had a plan. A plan that, despite humanity's recurrent fallibility, is anchored in unconditional love and mercy. Through these ancient narratives, we glimpse the depth of God's dedication to humanity, a narrative thread that weaves through the entirety of the biblical text, from Genesis to Revelation. Part 2: Navigating Life's Storms, the Enduring Wisdom of Job. At some point, everyone feels as though life has dealt them a harsh hand. Misfortune seems to rain down, leaving us questioning the fairness of it all. In these moments of despair, the book of Job offers profound insights into the nature of suffering, faith, and divine justice. Job's story unfolds centuries after the Great Flood, presenting us with the figure of a man who epitomizes righteousness and piety. Despite his unwavering goodness and fear of God, Job becomes the focal point of a celestial wager between God and Satan. Satan challenges Job's faith, predicting that stripped of his blessings, his wealth, health, and family, Job will inevitably renounce God. Granted permission by God to test Job's faith, albeit with a strict injunction against taking Job's life, Satan unleashes a series of devastating calamities upon him. Yet, facing adversity of biblical proportions, Job's faith remains unshaken. Despite his anguish and the loss he endures, he persists in praising God. The narrative takes a poignant turn as Job's friends enter the scene. They interpret his suffering as divine retribution, a punishment for sins Job must have committed. This perspective, however, reveals a flawed understanding of God and justice. It mistakenly equates prosperity with righteousness and hardship with sinfulness, a notion that Job, though tormented and confused, refuses to accept. Job's steadfastness highlights a critical lesson. Suffering is not always a measure of one's spiritual standing or a punishment for wrongdoing. His ordeal brings to light the inscrutable nature of God's will and the limitations of human understanding. Job recognizes his inability to fully grasp God's plan, but accepts the trials he faces with patience and humility. The climax of the book arrives when God himself addresses Job and his friends, rebuking them for their presumptuous claims about divine justice. Yet, despite their misconceptions, God extends forgiveness, underscoring the theme of mercy that permeates the narrative. In a gracious act of restitution, God restores to Job all that was lost, manifold. This denouement serves not only as a testament to Job's unwavering faith, but also as a reminder of God's infinite love and mercy. The lessons of Job extend a beacon of hope to anyone navigating the tumultuous waters of adversity. It encourages us to hold on to our faith, to persevere through trials, and to trust in God's overarching plan. In the depths of despair, it's this enduring faith that brings light into the darkness, reminding us that even when the world seems against us, hope and redemption remain within reach. Part 3. Seeking Meaning in a Transient World. Reflections from Ecclesiastes. Picture having limitless resources and time at your disposal. What path would you take to craft a life filled with joy? The quest for this very answer lies at the heart of Ecclesiastes, attributed to the wisdom of Solomon or the preacher. His journey through life's myriad experiences to find true contentment offers profound insights for us all. Initially, Solomon immerses himself in labor, believing perhaps that fulfillment comes from achievement and accumulation. Yet, he quickly confronts the stark reality that the fruits of labor are ephemeral. Great structures crumble, the latest advancements lose their edge, and wealth diminishes under the weight of taxation. Far from fulfilling, his diligent work leaves him feeling even more void and disillusioned. Turning his gaze towards the pursuit of pleasure, Solomon indulges in all forms of revelry, hoping to find joy in the ephemeral delights of parties, music, and every luxury within reach. But this too proves unsatisfying. The temporary highs of pleasure are brutally undercut by the inevitability of death, rendering such pursuits meaningless in the grand scheme. The wise and the fool alike share the same fate, leaving behind whatever they've amassed for others to claim. In this existential crisis, Solomon arrives at a profound realization. True contentment lies neither in relentless labor nor in the pursuit of ephemeral pleasures, but in embracing the present moment and dedicating oneself to God's service. He recognizes life as a tapestry of contrasting seasons, a time for every purpose under heaven, each governed by God's sovereign will. This revelation underscores the complexity and contradiction inherent in life, revealing a divine purpose beyond human comprehension. Faced with the unknowable, Solomon preaches humility and trust in God. We are reminded of our mortal limitations and encouraged to relinquish control over the unfathomable aspects of existence. The preacher's ultimate wisdom, crystallized in the acknowledgement that the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it, serves as a poignant reminder. The essence of life, with its inherent pain and joy, calls us to walk in obedience and fellowship with God. Ecclesiastes, thus, stands as a timeless reflection on the human condition, urging us to find meaning not in the transient but in the eternal, to live in alignment with God's will, cherishing the journey, irrespective of life's inevitable highs and lows. Part 4. Breaking the Silence. The Advent of the New Testament and Jesus Christ. At the close of the Old Testament, a profound silence descends. Dubbed the 400 years of silence, this period is marked by an absence of divine revelation. Nevertheless, the stage of human history remains anything but dormant. Amidst the turmoil, the Jewish people find themselves successively under the dominion of the Persian and Roman empires, experiencing the bitter taste of exile and oppression in their own homeland. It's within this crucible of longing and despair that a collective yearning for a savior intensifies. The arrival of Jesus Christ ruptures this divine silence, with each of the four Gospels offering a distinct perspective on his life and ministry, weaving together the multifaceted roles he embodies. Luke's narrative presents Jesus as the epitome of humanity, while John elevates him as the divine incarnate. Matthew portrays Jesus as the sovereign king, and Mark depicts his unwavering service. Far from contradictory, these portrayals converge to reveal the comprehensive nature of Jesus, bridging the divine with the human, the majestic with the humble. Through his actions and teachings, Jesus gravitates towards the marginalized, the sick, the sinners, and the socially ostracized, manifesting God's boundless mercy and love. His ministry is one of liberation for the oppressed, sight for the blind, and hope for the downtrodden, encapsulating the essence of divine compassion. A pivotal moment in Jesus' ministry unfolds during the Sermon on the Mount, where he articulates the spiritual poverty of humanity. This recognition of our own lack engenders a spirit of meekness, making us receptive to God's transformative work. This humility fosters a thirst for righteousness and a capacity for mercy, reflecting an inner metamorphosis that aligns with God's heart. However, Jesus cautions against reducing his teachings to a mere checklist for righteousness, emphasizing that true holiness transcends outward compliance to embody purity of heart. The call to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect underscores the daunting chasm between human frailty and divine holiness. The crux of Christian belief lies in Jesus' ultimate sacrifice, his sinless life and atoning death. It is through this act of unparalleled love that believers find hope for redemption and the promise of attaining righteousness before God. The opening chapters of the New Testament, therefore, mark not just the continuation, but a profound pivot in the biblical narrative, introducing Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of ancient prophecies and the bridge between divine expectation and human possibility. Through his life and teachings, the pathway to reconciliation with God is laid bare, inviting all into a journey of faith, transformation, and eternal hope. Part 5, A Night of Sacrifice, Understanding the Last Supper's Profound Lessons. During the poignant moments of the Last Supper, Jesus shares with his disciples an ominous revelation. Among them sits a betrayer. The atmosphere tenses as the realization dawns that one of their own, Judas, will betray their Lord for 30 pieces of silver. In this intimate gathering, Jesus is not just preparing his disciples for his imminent departure, but also imparting lasting lessons on love, service, and sacrifice. One of the most profound acts of humility at the Last Supper, as narrated exclusively in the Gospel of John, is Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. This act, traditionally reserved for slaves or servants, embodies the essence of divine servitude. Through this gesture, Jesus sets an unparalleled example of humility and service, a cornerstone of his teachings. Faced with betrayal, Jesus does not seek to thwart Judas's plans or escape his destined path. He understands the larger divine scheme and accepts the role evil must play within it, serving Judas with the same love and compassion shown to the rest. This acceptance is not a sign of defeat, but an affirmation of his unwavering trust in the Father's will. As the shadows of Roman authority loom closer, Jesus' instructions to his disciples offer layers of interpretation. His command to equip themselves with swords might initially seem like a call to arms, yet it transcends a literal call to violence. Jesus hints at spiritual preparedness, possible self-defense, and even fulfilling the criteria that would allow the Roman authorities a pretext for his arrest, weaving a complex tapestry of meanings that underscore his awareness and acceptance of the forthcoming trials. The event turns more dramatic with the arrest imminent, as Peter, in a misguided attempt at defense, strikes a soldier. Jesus' immediate response, to heal the wounded soldier, drives home his message of peace and nonviolence. Even in moments of aggression, Jesus preaches love and reconciliation. Throughout these trials, Jesus speaks words of comfort and assurance, reminding his followers, and us, by extension, of the peace and joy that emanate from trust in God. He encourages a heart free from trouble, a life filled with joy, and a spirit buoyed by the promise of unending rejoicing. Embracing his fate with humility, Jesus models a path of submission to divine will, highlighting the salvific power of sacrifice. His journey from the Last Supper to the cross is a testament to the enduring hope and peace promised to all who believe. In the shadow of his sacrifice, we find the light of salvation, inviting us to walk in love, servitude, and ultimate trust in the divine plan. Part 6, Unveiling Hope, The Closing Words of Revelation. In the concluding passages of the Bible, we find ourselves alongside John, traditionally regarded as the apostle, in his remote island prison, a place of solitude and suffering, chosen by the Romans following their failed attempt to execute him by fire. It is here, in this secluded exile, that John pens a letter brimming with the revelations of Jesus Christ, conveyed through a tapestry of vivid visions heralding the return of the Savior. The apocalyptic imagery of Revelation, with its cataclysmic battles and ominous portents, might initially evoke fear. Yet, nestled within these foreboding visions, Jesus' voice emerges with a comforting injunction: "Fear not." This divine reassurance speaks volumes to the faithful, affirming that those who trust and adore Christ need not dread the end times, for they will find themselves in His august company. Revelation teems with mystical numerology and symbolism. From the 24 elders encircling God's throne, to the seven seals of the cosmic scrolls and the quartet of horsemen astride their steeds, such imagery might tempt some to engage in speculative attempts at decoding the precise timing of the second coming. However, it's crucial to remember the essence of Revelation as an act of divine unveiling, aimed not at concealing, but at revealing truth in God's own timing. Amidst the dense symbolic language, one encounters the depiction of a formidable sea beast, adorned with seven heads and ten horns, an image likely emblematic of Rome's imperial power and its religious hegemony, excluding the worship of God. This menacing force is ultimately vanquished by the Lamb, symbolizing Jesus, whose sacrificial love delineates the path to victory. As John's visions approach their climax, a transformative event unfolds. The old heaven and earth fade into oblivion, inaugurating an era of renewal. The envisioned New Jerusalem descends, a resplendent cube of gold, its dimensions vast and its beauty unparalleled, symbolizing the perfect habitation of God among His people. In this celestial city, no temple is found, for God Himself embodies its sanctity. Light perpetual banishes night, with God's glory illuminating all. The waters of life flow freely, and the tree of life, once forbidden, now offers its bounty to all, signifying unbridled access to divine sustenance and eternal fellowship with God. The repeated declaration by Jesus, "I am coming back," resonates as a steadfast promise to believers, affirming the certainty of His return. John's heartfelt response to this assurance, "Amen, come Lord Jesus," echoes through the ages as a prayer of longing and hope for the fulfillment of God's ultimate promise. Thus, Revelation stands not as a forewarning of despair, but as an ode to eternal hope, inviting believers to anticipate the triumphant return of Christ and the restoration of all things in perfect harmony with the divine. Final summary. The Bible, with its intricate tapestry of narratives, teachings, and parables, stands as a beacon of wisdom and spiritual insight. Yet, its voluminous nature can often seem daunting. This summary, inspired by the Bible Recap, offers a mere glimpse into the profound depths that lie within the biblical texts, encouraging a step-by-step exploration that unveils the heart and character of God across the Scriptures. Through a journey from the origins of mankind in Genesis, traversing the patience and endurance of Job, to the embodiment of divine love and sacrifice in the Gospels, and culminating in the hopeful visions of Revelation, we encounter recurring themes of redemption, love, and divine purpose. These narratives do not serve merely as historical accounts or ethical guidelines, but as reflections of God's unchanging love and His desire for a relationship with humanity. Understanding the Bible involves more than a cursory reading. It invites a deliberate meditation on each passage, revealing the essence of God's character and His workings in the world. The stories of Adam and Eve's fall, Job's unwavering faith amid suffering, Jesus' life-giving sacrifice, and the triumphant promise of a new creation collectively narrate the story of divine love's victory over despair and sin. Embracing the Bible in manageable sections allows us to transcend a superficial engagement with its teachings, moving towards a heartfelt understanding of the truths it holds. It beckons us to see beyond the written word, to the word made flesh, to find solace, guidance, and companionship in God's presence. The message of the Bible recap and the essence of these reflections remind us that, in the quest for meaning, purpose, and joy, we are never alone. God's presence permeates every chapter of the Bible and every aspect of our lives, inviting us to walk alongside Him, to find in His love the joy and fulfillment that our hearts seek. Tara Lee Cobble's reminder echoes as a timeless truth. In God, and through the journey with His Word, lies the source of unabating joy. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.